everyone, welcome to Reach Higher Riverside, where we share all Reach Higher stories happening in the greatest county in the nation. My name is Priscilla Grijalva, and I work at the best high school in the world. So excited to share another interview from the California College Affordability Conference. On this episode, Ms. Bailey from the Louisiana Department of Education, where she is responsible for financial aid planning, talks about her role and the importance of financial aid in college affordability. Please excuse the background noise as we were having a conversation in front of some waterfalls. Hope you enjoy this episode and welcome to 2020. All right, I'm here with an amazing lady that I got to speak yesterday at the California College Affordability Conference. I'll let her introduce herself.
Hi, everybody. My name is Barry Bailey, and I'm from the Louisiana Department of Education.
Louisiana Believes is built on the premise that Louisiana students are just as capable as any student in America, and that those closest to children, such as parents and teachers, are best positioned to help students achieve those expectations. As a result of this belief, Louisiana has seen an increase in student performance in every measure, both locally and nationally. Can you talk about this?
Why, sure. What I found is you're absolutely right. Those families and kids and those folks that are closest to them are the ones who are driving that information home to students and families. So if a parent is there and a parent is talking to their kids, telling them how important it is about going to school, how important it is about making sure that you do well in school, make good grades, and then you can go on to college. Talking about making, just like at this conference here today, making sure that college is becoming more affordable for students and families. So just having those conversations, teachers, making sure that teachers are certified and better prepared to talk to kids about going on after they leave them, you know, even past to the next grade, on after that grade, on to after graduation from high school, and then on to college to become a more productive citizen in our society.
Okay. More Louisiana students are graduating on time with the credential and funding needed to be successful in college. Can you talk about Louisiana's academic plan and the four focus areas?
Sure. Every day, all our students are in school and they're treated with dignity and respect, and they have the opportunity to build knowledge in the world, you know, read meaningful texts, as well as express ideas through writing and speaking. Solving complex problems is also a thing that we've been working on in our parish and as well as in our states. In order to achieve these goals, teachers are prepared to deliver high quality information, instructions every day, and supported by principals, content leaders, mentors, teachers, as well as school systems. Everybody is bringing that information all together, and we're working together to help each other, not just, you know, the top, as well as down at the bottom, making sure everybody is moving up together.
So it's a systemic approach. It starts with the leadership, mm-hmm. and trickles down to the teachers and the school mm-hmm. counselors.
Yes,
awesome.
Ma'am.
It's awesome that you do it statewide.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you talk about how FAFSA as a graduation requirement has changed Louisiana?
Well, what we found is that those students, we try to talk to them as early as possible. FAFSA completion is a requirement for high school seniors. But we're having those conversations much lower in much lower grades. We're even talking as low as eighth grade. Wow. And then we're probably going to move down probably even lower than that. But eighth grade, we did talk about financial literacy and just having those conversations about what it is to, you know, have a job once you get older, have a career. You know, do you have enough money? Are you making enough money to be able to sustain yourself? And then once they get into high school, having those conversations in freshman year, talking about what is it that you truly want to do. Our state has also developed where we have two pathways where you can either do a jumpstart pathway, which is more going to a career technical college or into the career technical field, or you have a TOPS university where you would go on to a four-year university and complete college there. So we're actually having those conversations with students in ninth grade and 10th grade. Okay, what is it that you truly want to do? And utilizing dual enrollment as well as career options where they can go and do job shadowing in areas where you can see that, hey, guess what? I may want to be a nurse today, but, you know, I got a chance to see blood and I passed out. Okay, so that's not something I want to do, you know, and then kind of reevaluate what is it that I really, you know exactly what I want. This is something that I'm passionate about. And just even just having those conversations and just truly working with them. So once they actually do walk into onto a college campus, maybe not for the first time, but as an actual student there, then they can really see, okay, when I go into it, I know for sure this is what I want to do.
So it starts in eighth grade. And do you utilize the school counselors or who does those
lessons? We have other folks come in. It does have teachers actually within math classes and science classes, social studies classes. They're talking about financial literacy.
Wow.
Matter of fact, my daughter she's in eighth grade, and they actually went to a junior achievement. They took a field trip, and it's a location or a building, and they talked about just having being an adult for the most part, and they had to have a career, pick a career, or one was assigned to them. And she happened to be a secretary. She had a husband that had a part-time job, and they had a child. And they told them how much her income was, and they had to pay bills and rent, and how much it had to really show her what was left over. What did she need to do with that? Had you eaten? Did you have a card note? Those type of things to kind of really understand the value of what happens when you become an adult or when you get a job in life. You know, you truly become, like I said, an adult.
Yeah.
So that really opened up her eyes, and it's, like I said, starts in eighth grade. So once they get to high school, then they can say, okay, well, you know what, we did that. What's the next step?
Yeah.
You know, and when they become a freshman, then they can really kind of look into those things. Our state also works with other state agencies, the Office of Student Financial Assistance. In those areas, they kind of do a match and fit with college. So really having students really sit down and, is the college that you selected, is it a really good fit for you? You know, payment-wise, is it enough? Can you truly afford that? Is that a school that you can afford and they actually have what you want to do there? And you will be more successful that way as well.
That's awesome that mm-hmm. you do that. As far as the career, I know you said they job shadow. Do you have like a career interest inventory they do too?
They can do, it depends on what, we do partners with businesses in the area. So if maybe you have a student that wants to do cosmetology, it can kind of partner with we'll say as a example, Supercuts is the one that they make and go in and do kind of like a job shadowing and just have conversations. If there's not a business locally, sometimes we even have where they can Skype in, where a business or a development can Skype into a particular school and say, hey, you know, these are the things that we want to do. Mechanics is a really big one where we have, in some schools in our state, they actually have mechanic shops where someone is actually showing them how to do auto mechanics, and then they work with some of the local shops to do that information, you know, to go in and kind of see exactly what the hands-on, how does it really work? Is that something I truly want to do?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love that you have those partnerships across the state. I think it's important for our students to have that information.
I do.
Mm-hmm. I know as a school counselor, I constantly, if I go get my hair cut or whatever I do, I'm like, what did you do to get this job? Where'd you go to school?
Right.
So I can find out for my students.
Right. And then, too, you'll find a lot of times businesses are open to, they want to have folks come in, and especially young folks, because, of course, they can then see exactly what it takes. Is that something I truly want to do? And then they can make that decision, because back, you know, years ago, it was that you went to college to find yourself. Well, we're showing our kids now that you can do all of that before you get there.
Yeah.
And so once you really get to college, you know exactly what you want to do.
You were at our first ever California College Affordability Conference. So why do you think this conference is so important?
Because you guys are talking about things that every student is facing now going to college. Can I really truly afford to go there and be successful? Just like we meant to listen to the panel earlier, those young kids, I mean, they were amazing. And the things that they had to encounter, you know, talking about should I buy a book or should I pay for food? You know, those are things that they're faced with every day. And we're seeing that in our society, college affordability, it's skyrocketing. And we want kids to go to college. We want them to be able to be successful, but they can't afford it. And so just to have these conversations, I mean, to me, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's great that we're talking about that. I love this conference. I'm learning a lot of new things and meeting great people.
Yes.
So there are a few states that pass FAFSA as a graduation requirement. Mm-hmm. How close do you think we are in the state of California?
Because you've already started the work in talking about college affordability, I really believe that you guys would be right behind us with making it a requirement. You know, maybe not through legislation, you may do it through policy, where I found out yesterday at the pre-summit that there is a county here in California that has a couple of counties that have made a graduation requirement in order for them to complete the FAFSA application. And they're saying that their numbers are soaring. And I think Mr. Hector mentioned yesterday that what do they have to lose by completing the FAFSA application? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, that's
But you have
true.
More to gain if you do. You know, I thought that was a such an amazing line, that something is like one of those aha moments. You know, you're right. What do I have to lose if I fill it out? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, and then you see how much money you're getting. And
right. And we're finding that a lot of times families feel, they look at their sticker price of how much my income is. You know, I make $60,000. I don't think I qualify, but out of that $60,000, you're actually taking care of six people. So you truly probably would qualify, but you just got so stuck on that sticker price that I don't think, and they never apply. So they're working hard or working two jobs to send their kid or for them to go to college when they could apply and open up that door to all kind of free money that they're leaving on the table.
And that's so true. We have an amazing English department at my school, and there's this one teacher, his name is Mr. Henley. So he really promotes FAFSA with the other teachers, and he was telling me, he's like, you show the kids the money when they do their FAFSA, and then before you know it, they're like, oh, I can go to college.
Right.
So his big thing is show them the money, and then they go.
Right. And I, our first year out, when we started doing this work, I had gone to a college, I mean, to a high school, excuse me, and we had a parent, and that was her only child. And in her mind, because it was me and my only son, I don't think I qualify for anything. You know, I worked and I forgot. We didn't really discuss income at that point. But I said, well, that's okay. Let's just try and see what happens. I said, it won't hurt anything. You know, you can complete the application. And then her son also qualified for our state grant, which is our Louisiana TOPS. So he qualified for that. And not so much requirements, but you can complete the FAFSA application in order to receive TOPS as well. So I said, well, if he doesn't get any other federal aid, at least he will get the TOPS. So, you know, that's a win-win anyway. Once we completed the application and we plugged in all the information, he actually was eligible for a nice size Pell Grant. And she was like, oh my God, I didn't even think we qualified. I said, and that's the point of why I say, go ahead and fill it out, because you just really never know what you qualify for. He could have been a first graduation, you know, first college student going to from your family. They do have funding for that. So there's a lot of other funding that a lot of times folks don't think that it's out there, but until you fill the application out.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
Very true. Mm-hmm. What is your why, and why do you think it's so important for people to find their why?
That's a really good one.
I don't know what the...
I guess my why is...
What is your why?
I do it because I remember what it was like as a student myself.
Okay.
And I encountered some things that I don't want someone to experience, those that things that I encountered. When I was in high school, I remember I was an average student. If I did just enough. If I liked your class, I did just enough. If I went over, if I liked it. If I didn't, I did just enough to get by. So I probably could have did a lot better, but I was a middle student.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go to a college fair, and I had gone to our counselor, and she says, well, you know, I don't think you're college material. And I was like, I could have took that and was like, I could have said, okay, that's the end all to be all, but I didn't. I never went back to her, and I actually, you know, graduated from high school, and I went on through the help of a friend. We had done our admissions applications and all these things together, and we had gone to registration, but there were some issues that particular day at registration, so they sent everyone home. And later that afternoon, she says, well, did you get your schedule? I said, no, you know, there was issues at the school. She says, well, let's go back right now. It's like 5:00, and we were able to finish and get all of our classes, and I graduated from there, and you know, I used that as a way to tell kids, you know, when a student will say that they don't want to go to college, and I will always say, ask them why, because you need to give me an explanation.
Right.
And I always say, don't ever say that you can't go or you don't want to go, because you just never really know. So from somebody telling me that I was not college material, I tried not to. That is my why of why I do the work that I do, because I don't want anybody to ever tell any kid that they can't go. because you may not go to the ideal school that you want to in the beginning, but that doesn't mean you can't ever go there in the end.
Yeah, it's
you
still
know?
College.
It's still college. You know, you may have to start out at a community college. You may want to end up at UC, but you may have to start out at a community college. I didn't say you couldn't end at UC.
Yeah.
But you may have to start over here. You see that straight line of where you want to go, but sometimes you have to go around and maybe loop back again, but you still end up at the same end.
Yeah, we all have different pathways. And
always.
It's great that you persisted even though someone told
you.
Yeah,
and I never really, I didn't think about it until after I really got out of college and started working. Before I started doing this work, I worked in a financial aid office, and I loved it. Because, of course, like I said, I would tell kids, you know, if you don't understand what we're saying or what I'm saying, don't walk away. If you, I don't care if the line is 6 miles long, don't ever walk away if you don't understand. This is your time. They can fuss and cut up and hoot and holler behind you. It is your turn.
Yeah.
And if you don't understand, don't walk away.
That's very true. They have to take the initiative.
And I'll say, do you understand? And you can kind of look in their face and like,
They have that glazed look.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
You don't understand.
So tell me, and I'll say, well, what part did you get? And then I'll start from there and say it maybe in a different way. But I always tell them, if you don't walk away if you don't understand.
That's great.
I think that is the why I do this, because I don't want anybody to ever feel that way again, the way I felt, you know?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that story.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you would like our listeners to know?
Go to college.
Yeah.
And apply for financial aid.
Of course.
You know,
yeah.
We're working to try to make it affordable as possible for every student, you know?
Yeah.
And the work, we have a lot of work to do.
We do.
Yeah.
At the end of our podcast, we like to do the Sunshine Spotlight.
Okay.
So if you could share at least one thing that made you happy this week.
Come in here and meeting some beautiful, beautiful, amazing people.
Yeah. I have to agree. I guess my sunshine spotlight was being able to come to this conference.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very grateful to be here and
mm-hmm.
meet you and all the amazing, passionate educators that
mm-hmm.
want to help with financial aid.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
You could just say goodbye to all our listeners.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you for tuning in to Reach Higher Riverside. You can follow us on Twitter at RH Riverside. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel at Reach Higher Riverside. You can also subscribe to our iTunes or Google Play Music and give us a rating. Thank you so much for listening in. We appreciate all of you tuning in. And as Michelle Obama would say, when they go low, we reach higher.